message.
At the core of our existence lies energy. It is the pulsating force that animates every atom and every molecule. Energy flows through and is at the core of what we experience as reality. And we are not mere spectators in this creation. We are active participants, constantly emitting and absorbing energy in a continuous exchange. And in this energetic interplay, every thought, every word, and every action becomes a transmitter, sending out signals that reverberate throughout the universe. And like a pebble that creates a ripple in a pond, our intentions and our words create a ripple through the energetic field, resulting in our experience of reality. Now, once we fully grasp and understand this concept, we can use our power as co-creators to consciously manifest the reality that we desire. Now, to do so, we must also understand the profound wisdom embedded in the language of the universe, where there is no no. There is only yes. Consider the simple act of speaking. Every word uttered carries a vibrational frequency that resonates with the energy that surrounds us. When we consciously choose our words and our intentions, we can harness the inherent power to manifest our dreams and desires. Whether we are speaking of love, abundance, or success, our words are a beacon, guiding the universe to orchestrate the circumstances necessary for their fulfillment. With every word, we are placing an order. Central to the language of the universe is the law of attraction. Now, this is a fundamental principle, a universal law that states like attracts like. Like magnets, our thoughts, words, and emotions attract corresponding experiences into our lives. When we radiate positive energy into the world, we magnetize positivity in return and create a cycle of abundance and joy. In contrast, dwelling on negativity and lack, that only reinforces those states. It will perpetuate a cycle of discontent and limitation. So when we shift our thoughts by focusing on gratitude, optimism, and empowerment, we can break free from this cycle and align ourselves with the abundant flow of the universe. If we are incessantly thinking and speaking about what we do not want, we can expect to get more of it. When we resist, deny, and reject, we are energizing the existence and perpetuation of that which we wish to eliminate and asking for more of the same, because it is the object of our focus and attention. The language of the universe is only yes. So we should only think and speak about what we want to create instead of that which we wish to eliminate. When we use the words don't, not, and no, we are expressing what we do not want. We are placing an order. When we catch ourselves speaking those words, we must stop and reframe speaking about what we do want instead. Listen, at the heart of this universal language is mindfulness. If we remain fully present and attuned to the energies of the universe, we develop a deeper awareness of our thoughts, emotions, and intentions, and how they are always producing in kind. When we continue to apply that wisdom, we are consciously participating in the creation of our reality in harmony with the language of the universe. If we remember the infinite power that we hold within and use it for deliberate creation, success is inevitable. I'm so grateful that you listened. I hope you'll take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks.